This is the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.
It's the Wednesday, middle of the week edition of the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.
Big bloody show. You got to recreate, relive, and kind of take producer Alicia and I on a journey of your first taste of what it was like to be an announcer at a grocery store.
Yeah, I would overuse and was once told to lay off using the in-store PA.
I didn't know you were told to lay off.
Oh, I was told by the manager to pull back.
Doing too many announcements.
I purposely didn't tell you that before we presented the segment because I knew it would come back to bite me.
I wish I'd known.
No, I deliberately kept that one secret.
Oh.
Also, something great you brought to the table, the times you've had the hots, essentially, for an animated character.
Yeah.
Because we've all been there.
Well, apparently we have. A lot of ladies have, because that's who called through.
You sound surprised by that.
I just thought that I maybe our hormones are running a bit more rampant early on.
It's the full moon.
I reckon.
Yeah. That's coming up, plus another WTF Wednesday. Hang about, the Cliffo and Bronte podcast. The radio station that makes dreams come true.
Yes, it does.
And previous bits of glory from your life.
Yeah.
It can make you relive them again.
It also kind of shows nothing is a safe space on this show. Anything that you say can and will be used against you. And you found that out yesterday because last week when we were talking about whether or not I thought an announcement at Brisbane Airport was a robot or a real person, you revealed that was once you over the announcement speaker.
It does remind me of when I was working at Bilo and being the guy who desperately wanted to be on the radio, I would get on like the speaker and I'd be like,
attention shoppers.
Okay.
Roast chickens are now half price, just repeating.
So I really took my job as the Insta announcer way too seriously. Hindsight, I should have known this was going to come back around because there was just something. There was a cheekiness or a little glitter in your eye or something. Like I knew something was being planned.
Because then when we spoke about it in our after show meeting, I found out that other people in the office who had wanted to get into radio had done similar things. Like if their workplace had the opportunity to record something or be over the speaker, other people had done it. And it's been a while since you were a checkout chick, but we got to go down to IGA.
Yes.
And you got to relive your checkout chick announcement dreams.
I'm going to say, like, I know you felt like you were throwing me under the bus here, but I actually took this quite serious.
Yeah,
like,
you did.
I did some preparation.
Yes, I know more than you've done for this show.
I thought I would start off like recreating this whole, talking on the loudspeaker at the grocery shop, you know, phase of my life.
Mm.
I thought I would start off quite mildly
totally.
And just do some of the specials at IGA this week.
People were actually shopping in this IGA.
The shop's not closed.
This was
open. It was busy yesterday. Right, this is the specials.
Peter Judge, his so-called, what would you say, announcing skills?
Well, it's a very big good morning, customers, from Cliffo from the Hit FM Cliffo and Bronte Breakfast Show.
Pretty good.
And some great specials here at IGA today, including John West tuna, 95 grams, just $1.35.
People look very confused
about that. How about an Aussie favourite, Arnott's Tim Tams, coming in at just $2.25.
Woo!
Whopping 200 grams.
A bit nasally. I think you're a bit nasally. I think you could probably enunciate a bit more.
Thanks for the air check. God.
I think I was probably more excited about the Tim Tam special.
Yeah.
You hadn't impressed me just yet.
No, well, and this is what I say. I did some preparation and I actually researched a couple of things that I thought might make you and the customers laugh out loud.
How about a couple of grocery jokes for you? I got a couple of pearlers here.
No, don't do it.
My wife asked me to pick up a single lemon at the grocery shop. I said to her, I've got no idea how to tell if a lemon's in a relationship or not.
People are coming in and then walking out when they're hearing these jokes. Not a good start.
I got another one for you. Why does the person putting your groceries in a bag at a grocery store always ask where you want your eggs and your loaf of bread? I know why. Because baggers can't be choosers.
Oh, that got a few giggles. Okay, that got a few giggles. We'll allow that.
You could hear a giggle.
You could hear
a distant giggle.
A single laugh out loud from one person in the shop.
Look, I thought if the jokes aren't going to do it, if the jokes aren't going to unite everyone, what's something that does unite the world?
No, don't.
The power of music.
Oh, song, yes.
How about a song, everyone? Everyone want to hear a song?
Yes.
Boom, boom, oh yeah. My loneliness is killing me. I must confess, I still believe. When you're not with me, I lose my mind. Give me a sign.
Holy.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
Not.
Round of applause.
Woo!
Thank you, customers. Thank you.
A singular.
Carl Bronte, weekdays from 6 on here.
Singular round of applause that wasn't from me. So.
Yeah. Thank you.
Don't give yourself a round of applause.
No one else was.
Yeah, one person. Probably the same person that laughed at your joke as well. Yeah. Wasn't me.
And I'd like to thank my mum for coming shopping that particular day. Alpha Bucks is back tomorrow, Thursday, the 16th of March. Bronte?
Yes, and our clue to help you give you $1,000. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
You'll get there.
Oh, it's pink.
Pink.
An honorary Aussie and my favourite colour.
P-I-N-K. P's correct. Your letter. Pink's your free answer for tomorrow's Alpha Bucks on Hit and Listener.
It's one of those shows where we're just like, there's been a lot that's happened over the last week that we feel like deserves a bit of expansion on. And we just played Can You Beat Bronte? And I remember last Thursday when I was back from having COVID, one of the questions that producer Alicia wrote was, I believe, like, what character was Robin Hood in the Disney animated film? Like, what animal was he?
What animal played Robin Hood in the animated version or whatever? God, she writes the questions a lot better than we recall them.
I correctly guessed that he was a fox.
Mm.
And
he was a fox.
Was he ever? I had some thoughts about Robin Hood that we should probably talk about a bit more. Have you and the kids watched Robin Hood with the sexy fox? Have you watched
I've
it?
Watched Robin Hood with the fox, yeah.
And thoughts, feelings, concerns?
And I'm not usually into dude foxes.
Yes!
But as far as dude foxes
go. He's hot!
Yeah, you're talking to the guy who had a crush on Lara Croft Tomb Raider from the PlayStation. I'm all about loving animated characters, mate. But I went to school in the 90s.
Right.
Like, all of us straight men had a crush on Lara Croft Tomb Raider.
Well, you know what? I think the equivalent for millennial girls my age might not be Robin Hood, because I've said this to a few girls since this conversation, and we've all agreed that Kovu from The Lion King 2, who is Scar's son, is sexy AF and was probably one of the original animated character crushes that we had.
I mean,
he's a bad boy.
Look, at least mine's human.
let's not dig down on that.
No judgment though, because let's bring it to 2023, shall we?
Yes.
A lot of women turned on by Bandit. Maybe not turned on, that's not the right term.
Uh-huh.
But attracted to the kind of dog that Bandit,
the dad in Bluey
is.
Really?
Sexy dad, pretty hands-on with the kids. Like, very in tune with his, very emotionally aware.
Yeah, yeah. We love that. That's what we're attracted to now.
Yeah.
But we want to know, on 131060, what was your animated childhood crush?
Yes.
From what TV show or movie? We've got Kovu the lion from The Lion King 2, Scar's son, Robin Hood the fox. You liked Lara Croft.
Tomb Raider. Another one too for me was Jessica Rabbit.
Of course.
Clearly got a type, don't I?
You do.
Jessica Rabbit from Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I reckon she probably made me question a few things. Some things about me. But what was your animated childhood crush that you probably still consider to be a little sexy now?
Yeah, we don't want a live actor or actress or anything. Like, no, yuck, gross. Be weirdos with us. 131060, give us your animated crush. Lots of calls coming through if you want to join in. Bethany, first up. Animated character crushes. What was yours, Bethany?
First of all, I totally get the Kovu thing.
Right?
I get it.
We love a bad boy, Bethany.
Such a bad boy. Love it. Mine is Jimmy from Treasure Planet.
Yeah. We just had a quick Google of Jimmy. We get it.
Yeah.
We get it.
I'm going to put it out there. Like, I don't think Bronte and I, like, either of us, the biggest Treasure Planet fans.
No.
But we have Googled. Hey, don't hold it against
us.
Get
on the train.
Well, we've
it's
Googled
so
Jimmy.
Underrated.
I feel like if anything's going to get Bronte on the train, it's the images we're looking at now of Jimmy.
He looks like, Bethany, he looks like Dimitri from Anastasia. So...
Yes.
Who was also a
it's
crush.
Like young Dimitri.
Yeah. Oh.
But much more angsty.
Thanks, Bethany.
We love a bit of angst.
Darrell is here. Darrell, who's your animated crush?
Astro Boy's big brother.
Astro Boy's big brother?
Cobalt. Oh, we're losing you there. Look, we've Googled that one as well, too. I did remember that he's... He had a big brother.
I didn't.
And yeah, we've Googled him. I will just say Darrell, like each to their own.
No judgment. We no said judgment. It was a no judgment free space.
Oh, I don't know where you're coming from, Darrell, but no judgment. And next, who was your animated crush?
Leonardo from the Ninja Turtles.
Ooh. Leonardo. You had a reaction to this. You appreciated Anne not going for the hunky turtle.
So I feel Anne, like, Michelangelo was the cool one. Like,
right.
He was the bad boy that Bronte would have gone for. But Leonardo, he was like the book smart one, wasn't he?
He was. But he was very talented and very smart and level-headed. So,
some women go for the brains.
Of course they do. And he's brawny because he's still a ninja turtle.
Yeah, brawny and brainy.
Wow. Nah. I should say we've gotten messages as well. Sarge, who we know, he said that Rapunzel from Tangled.
Good.
Obviously beautiful.
Good to have a bloke weigh in.
Yes,
it's
yes.
It's been a bit one-sided. Here. Who was the other? Someone wrote in and said
Rachel DM'd to say Aladdin, which also I get.
Jesse is here. Jesse, who's your animated crush?
I was also going to say Flynn Rider, but I actually realised I had the biggest thing for Cat Noir from Miraculous Ladybug.
Okay.
I need to unpack this. Who? Cat Noir?
Yeah, he was like a superhero out of the show.
Oh, he's a blonde? Whoa, there's some interesting images coming up that people have created for...
Really?
Some Tumblr-based.
Flynn Rider, I know, the first one you said too, because he's the hero in Rapunzel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the, that's the, with not Rapunzel. Rapunzel's the original. Tangled.
Tangled, yes.
But it is the story of Rapunzel.
And then Sarge likes Rapunzel from Tangled.
I mean, Jesse, we asked you to call up with one. You got a whole shopping list. One of the great feelings in life is when you go full Marie Kondo on your ass.
Oh, yes.
And have the big old tidy up.
Yes.
And my wife and I have been doing a bit of that lately. I think because our youngest, Charlie, is about to turn 4.
Okay.
So we still have like a lot of baby stuff. Like he's been out of nappies for ages.
Sure.
We had a change table and stuff. So
you don't need that. You're not having any more kids.
Don't naps. Yeah. Well, I'm not. Okay. I've had a snip.
So you can get rid of it.
Maybe
no,
Michelle
you can.
Is, but I'm not having any more kids. So, there's all this stuff we can get rid of, including the swing set. So this is about 5 or 6 years old because it was my daughter's originally before my son came along.
Yeah.
And it's just a cheapo Bunnings swing set.
Okay.
Just with your typical A-frame.
Yep.
Couple of swings. And old school, like it had 2 swings on it and one of those swings where, you know, you can sit opposite a friend.
Oh, my God. What a throwback.
Classic Aussie swing set, right?
Yep.
Like I said, it's probably about 6 years old. Cheapo from Bunnings. So rusty in places, a little bit squeaky and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But probably too good to just dump.
Yeah.
So I put it up on Marketplace for free. Like I didn't think it was good enough to sell or whatever.
Okay.
To get money for. But I thought it was too good to dump. So I just said, free. Gone like that.
I can imagine.
Straight away.
I'd bloody want that.
Thing was, we didn't tell the kids about it because we was just going to have a whole, I don't know, thing. It was going to be a thing mm-hmm. for them. They have not used it in months and months and months. So okay. It's just easy to get rid of it. So I just put it out the front, said to the guy it's out the front. He came and got rid of it.
Yep.
Nothing's been said. That was like 3 weeks ago. However, on the weekend, I wasn't home when this happened, so my wife filmed it and she sent me a video.
Oh, no.
So keep in mind, like I say, this is 3 weeks after we got rid of the swing okay. set. Then I receive this video when I was away from home on Sunday afternoon.
What did you say?
I said I want to go in our swings.
You want to go on the swings?
Yeah, our swings.
Oh.
At home. Yeah.
Is that Charlie?
That's Charlie. Well, yeah. It's not my nearly 10-year-old.
I don't know much about kids. I don't know how they sound.
That's Charlie.
Oh, no.
He wanted his swings.
Our swings? Is that
our? Mine and Matilda's swings. He and his sister's swings.
Stop.
And I think he was saying our swings at our home because often we'll push him on the swing at the park.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah, right.
So he's saying, like, no, I just want to go on the swings at home or whatever.
Oh, no.
So as I see it now, we have three options.
Yeah.
Number one, deny. Like, okay. Play with his mind. What swings? Don't know what you're talking about.
They never
about.
Existed.
Yeah, but then he's only four.
Yeah.
His mind is still learning. So I don't love that option.
You reckon too early for gaslighting?
Probably too early for gaslighting.
Okay.
Number two.
Yep.
Lie and say something like, I don't know where they've gone. Maybe they were stolen.
Swing fairy came and took them.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah, okay.
Option three is tell the truth, which is probably my least favourite option.
I can see why it's option number three.
And all I can say is, mate, the crime. The right? youth crime at
oh
the moment.
Oh, my God. Charlie, are you listening?
Even stealing swings, son. You gotta fight. Can you beat Bronte? We need to ask you something. Michael took it out just yesterday. So it's back to $50.
Yeah.
Darren's playing for it. Random question, Darren. Who's the most famous person you've ever met, mate?
Oh, I met Fatty Wharton. Oh. I met an old cricketer years ago, Maxie Walker.
Oh, Max Walker.
Yeah, right.
He's the guy who spoke like that, wasn't he? Max Walker.
What sport did
he play? That was
Bill Laurie.
He played cricket for Australia.
There you go.
And you said Fatty Wharton, and this is hilarious. Yeah. So Fatty Wharton, you know, NRL footy show host, guy with the red hair for years. Yeah. Producer Alicia has written here, Patty Morgan.
That's what it sounded like he said.
Fatty Wharton.
Oh, God.
Patty Morgan.
That's
good.
A famous person as well.
Patty Morgan is an Australian former professional snooker player.
Is that who you met, Darren?
No.
Fatty Morgan. That is Fatty so goodly.
The curse of the Pommy producer. I love it. That's so good. Let's put Bronte into the soundproof booth. And for you, Darren, we're going to put 30 seconds on the clock. Yep. It's five questions, mate. You good to go?
Good to go.
Time starts now. What animated movie stars a green one-eyed creature named Mike?
Monsters.
What modern day medicine was discovered in moldy lab equipment?
Aspirin.
What does an optometrist treat?
Your eyes.
What colour whale was Moby Dick?
White.
True or false, Bruce Wayne is Spider-Man?
False.
Mate, that was quick. You didn't need the 30 seconds, mate.
Yeah.
All right, you got an answer out for every question. We'll see how Bronte goes. Confident on some of them there, mate. Not so confident on others, but we'll see.
Is there a question about Patty Morgan?
There is no questions about Patty Morgan, the former professional snooker player.
Snooker player, that's it.
Not about Fatty Wharton either, the former NRL great. 30 seconds on the clock. Time starts now. What animated movie stars a green one-eyed creature named Mike?
Monsters, Inc.
What modern-day medicine was discovered in a moldy lab equipment?
Penicillin.
What does an optometrist treat?
Eyes.
What colour whale was Moby Dick?
A white whale.
True or false, Bruce Wayne is Spider-Man?
False.
Okay, again, five answers.
Yeah.
Let's go to producer Alicia and find out how you guys went.
So the animated movie starring green one-eyed creature called Mike is Monsters, Inc. Bronte got that one correct. Darren just said monsters, so I gave him half a point.
Okay.
What modern-day medicine was discovered in a moldy lab was penicillin. Bronte got that one correct. Darren said aspirin. So incorrect there. Optometrist deals with eyes. Both of you got that one correct. Moby Dick was white. Both of you got that one correct.
Mm.
And Bruce Wayne was Batman. So both of you said false there, so that's correct.
So Bronte takes it out by 1.5 points.
Well done, Bronte.
Thanks, Darren. But you're the real winner here because I'm reading that you've got the day off from work today, so you win.
Yeah
off to play some snooker with Paddy Morgan. Darren,
study up.
Good on you, mate.
No worries. See you.
That was the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.